Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'm your host for this Intuition and Spirituality podcast. Now, today we've got some very exciting news. I have the wonderful Christine Alexander from Virginia in America. So it is 2 o'clock in the morning here. And for her, I think it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's all very exciting. We've only just met just before the podcast to get the vibe and get us all working out. But Christine does angels. So she's right into angels. And her business is called Angel Chatter. And I'm not going to say too much. She's going to help us with this topsy-turvy world that we've got at the moment, how to stay connected. So I'd like to welcome on board Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello, Susan, and thank you, and good morning to you. And you're right. We are in Virginia, and it is right now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're starting to wind down, and you're just gearing up.
Yep. Oh, lovely. Look, the first thing I usually ask, Christine, is we'd love to know a little bit more about you and what you do, what your speciality is. Now, one of the things I have to remember, because we are videoing this now, it goes up on the YouTube channel, I still have to remember that we have a lot of podcast listeners. So there's a lot of people that if you're going to show anything, any show and tell, you have to be mindful of that. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Christine.
Sounds perfect. So apparently I've been chatting with angels since I was a child. But, you know, let's kind of face it, it's an unusual gift and trait, especially when you grow up the way I did, which is a very typical household. My dad is a chemical engineer. He invented formulas in college that they still teach. My mom is a domestic goddess. And here I come. You know, I see, I hear, I intuit. I know my gift is knowing. I'm a kind of a little Miss Know-It-All, but because it was different and I picked up on it was different early on, I shut it down. And so many of us, and I'm not sure if you have done that yourself, Susan, but you know, you shut it down and it's there, you know, it comes out in weird little moments of your life to the point, you know, you finally go, all right, way after I was married, we had children. So this is many, 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 many years later, I became more than curious. I became very inquisitive. I took a few weekend classes, answered maybe a few questions, but honestly, I left with more questions than answers. So I continued to dig deep and continued to dig deep. And it wasn't when I was well into my maybe late 40s, that I went, this is what I do. Who knew? And it was about that time I was like, all right, so what's the name of my business? Because, you know, we have a business, we have to have it a nice name. And our eldest was listening to me and she went, just as teenagers could do, she rolled her eyes and she went, Mom, you chat with angels, your business name is Angel Chatter. I went, oh, I like that. It's quirky. It's fun. I like that. And then she came back about 10 minutes later and said, here's your logo. And of course, since she designed it at the ripe old age of about 15, I love it. And I still use it. I've had a graphic artist saying, oh, you know what, could use an update. And I'll go, all right, let me see what you got. And have never changed it. So I've built my gifts, I've grown and they continue to grow because, as you said, I do indeed and talk to the angels. But in the last, 2 to 3 years, Mary Magdalene has really, really come out. I've been intrigued with her for quite a long time, but it was just in the last 2 years that she's come barreling in. I've created yet another oracle card deck under her guidance and tutelage and messages. So since Angel Chatter has been born, I now teach. I teach others how to do this. And it's a course that I still haven't found anything comparable because, you know, I took those weekend classes. And like I said, they were more questions than answers by the time it was done. So the authorization course, as I call it, is a minimum of 8 months. You know, we go through 14 angels step by step. What kind of chakra do they associate with? If they do, what kind of crystal? What are their specialties? What can you do? Oh, by the way, you have to meditate with them for a minimum of 5 days as part of your homework. And, you know, and I've written books, and my very first product was the Angel Chatter Oracle cards. We were in the process of moving, and I was in the house by myself. And they said, okay, young lady, you go sit down and we're going to dictate to you. So I wrote the deck and guidebook in 2 weeks. And yeah, there was some editing and whatnot, but it's pretty much as is when they first gave it to me. And we're now in our third or fourth edition. And I'm so honored. And that deck has launched into an aromatherapy line as well as a jewelry line. Because if you think of the oracle cards that you have, and I'm sure everybody that's listening has at least one deck because, you know, we become oracle card junkies at some point. They're all beautifully, right? Guilty for a little bit, not anymore. They're all beautifully illustrated. Mm. And that was the big hang up for me when I was releasing this card deck, because I wanted them to be beautifully illustrated. I was doing what everybody else was doing, right?
Yeah.
Mistake number one, don't be like everybody else, be yourself. And there was a lot of head scratching moments, and we tried certain things, and at best it looked like a preschooler did it, so it didn't work. And so it sat, and we moved, and it sat. And a friend of mine at the time said, Hey, what about sigils? I first went, well, what's a sigil? And a sigil is an empowering symbol. So if you think of a stop sign or a peace sign, it's a symbol, you know, and some people will feel a connection to the peace sign, but it doesn't really empower you. There's not a true energy mm-hmm. connection. So a sigil is a symbol that has power. So the 14 archangels that are in that deck came forward in one night, and there were no drugs or alcohol involved, I'd like to add. And they each came forward with a sigil that associates with them. And, you know, Susan, I know I didn't make them up, because if it was up to me, they'd be round, they'd be curvy, there'd probably be a lollipop or a unicorn involved somewhere. And these are all very angular. So if you got, are they feminine or masculine? They're definitely much more on the masculine side energetically because of the angles. And so they all have three things in common. They all start at a circle, they all end at the line, and they can all be drawn in one motion. So then those sigils, now understanding what they were and really embracing their power, they're now on the labels for the aromatherapy. They've been made into jewelry. So, and they're written about in my last book, Angel Chatter and Heavenly Guidance. So there are all sorts of ways that they've penetrated, affected, enhanced, and empowered my life. And I just continually pass that on.
Yeah. Well, when I first started my spiritual journey, what I call my spiritual journey, I know it starts from birth, obviously, but when I was aware of it, one of the first courses, when you talk about doing those courses and that, one of the first courses I did was angel readings or angel cards. So I connected very, very strongly with them as a segue, I suppose, as a gateway. It sort of gave me that... that feeling of spirituality, but it was okay in the world, like society. You were allowed to talk about angels in society. You start talking about ghosts or you start talking about spirit, they get a little bit funny. But when I first started, and of course that was 800 years ago almost now, when I first started in my 30s, you know, like it was, angels were okay, you can do that. And so that's why when I was talking to you, when you popped up and I went, oh, wow, angels, cool, because it just takes me back to where I was there and how we go. And why I wanted to have you on the podcast was because this is about developing your intuition. Mm-hmm. It's about people finding their segues to
absolutely
their inside, you know, to where they're comfortable, to their spirit. And angels did it for me, so that's why I wanted to have you on. Now, I wanted to ask you about because we're talking about how to be more empowered while the world is topsy-turvy and maintain balance. How do we do that? How do we maintain balance with the angels?
Ironically, today, before we had our chat, even though I walked on the treadmill this morning, they said, you need to go outside. It's a gorgeous day. What are you doing in here? Get outside, clear your head, and get grounded. So going outside, because, you know, nature doesn't have an agenda. Nature doesn't have, they don't care. They don't care if your hair is up, if it's down, if it's purple, if it's turning color, if you don't have any. They don't care. Nature is the quintessential representation of being present, being in that moment, being centered. So as the pandemic hit last year, and everybody across the world was going, what do we do? Do I need to hoard? Where's my toilet paper? You know, how much food do I need to have? People really started talking, and I was one of them. You need to go out for your forest bath. You need to get outside. To the point that our eldest just told us that, I think it's the New York Times, has labeled them awe walks. You walk outside and you go, aw, you know, A-W-E. So it's that nature that just constantly, it gives back because it is so there. It is so present. It says, come on, what do you have for me? I'll give back to you. There's a tree. We live very, very close to the river. And I didn't do it today, but I will often be over in the woods and I'll walk for, I don't know, 5-7 miles. And there's this one tree I always pass because it's centrally located and it is a beautiful old sycamore tree and he's grandfather. And the trees, all plants have a network of with their root systems. So I can be with grandfather, but the trees a half mile, a mile or more away can hear what's going on. So they're still supporting you. So in this topsy-turvy world, the biggest thing you can do, honestly, is get outside. What I do, especially if there's something weighing heavily on my mind, and it's one of the assignments I've given to my students for the Sandalphon chapter, because he's all about grounding, being present. He oversees the Earth Star Chakra, which is about 6 inches below our feet. Is before you step one foot out your door, turn it over to them. What do you want some clarity on? What do you want some assistance in, explanation, and let it go? So between our back door and the path behind the house, it's maybe 50 yards, maybe. I'll have forgotten about it oftentimes, but it's when I get into the woods, I start seeing a pattern. Maybe the tree roots are catching my eye. Maybe I keep seeing the light filter. Maybe I see a lot of water dappling. You know, the crystals will catch my eye. So I'm like, oh, you know, and all. It's just this theme you get to see, and you go, oh, okay. How does this relate back to my question? So when I was writing the authorization course, Sandalphon said, I want you to introduce the Kabbalah. Okay, sure. I don't even think I know how to spell Kabbalah there, sir. So if you want this indeed in your chapter, you need to explain it to me and in such a way that I can then share it within the curriculum. You're like, okay, let's go for a walk. So we did, and believe it or not, he did. And it's now in his chat. Don't press me on it right now, Susan. But he explained it in such a way that it made perfect sense. And everything he shared then went into his lesson as part of the course. And I've asked my students, I go, is this too heady? Is this too much? They go, no, we love this part. Really? Cool.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, and you're, and this is, you know, sometimes it's just so silly, the little signs they give us. So, oh God, years ago, we were living on an island. It sounds romantic. It wasn't. It's a barrier island off the coast of Virginia. And, you know, we all kind of get to that place, especially if you have your own business. Oh my gosh, am I, you know, the face rubbing happens, the hair pulling, am I doing the right thing? Am I fooling myself? And you start doing that second guessing game. And I'm out walking our dog we had at the time. And it was a Thursday. I won't forget. And I said, okay. And I was in a big whiny mode. I was like, nah, 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 nah. And I said, all right, you have until Sunday to give me a sign. And it has to be angelic. And it has to be so obvious. Even I can't miss it.
I've done that before.
Right. So don't you know? And I did. By Sunday, I had forgotten. I figured if I made him have it, the deadline by the next day, I was going to be micromanaging everything. Is that it? Is that the sign? Is that it over there? You know, and looking everywhere. But I figured by Sunday, I will have calmed down, which I had, and will have pretty much forgotten about it, which meant I was then allowing, which is the key, the messages to come through. That morning, our youngest texted me. Not an unusual event, but the event that was unusual, she took a screenshot of what was on TV at that moment. Every single show, including the graphics, had an angel. And I went, oh, and I said, you don't know how much I needed to hear that right now. She goes, yeah, I think I kind of do, but this one's for you, Mom. And I went, okay, then. And I went, was that blatant enough for you there? Like, okay, got it. We're good. And kept going.
I did exactly the same yesterday.
Did you really?
I was trying to work something out. Look, I have the three things, like you ask, receive, and you action, right? And exactly what you were saying, you know, you ask, you put it out there, you receive this information, the signs and everything else, and then you action it. And there's lots of steps in amongst asking properly, and you do the ask affirmation. So I love that. And I'm going to have you on the podcast for that one. You have the ask affirmation, you know, then you receive it, and you receive it in so many different ways, this information. And then you have the actioning. I did it yesterday. I was doing the business, and it was like I was swearing. I was yelling. Give me some sort of guidance, you know. You just get over it. You just get to the stage where you think, oh, for goodness sake, I need something.
Yes.
Instantly, but not always. It's not always instantly. I get that. But yesterday it was instantly. My whole train of thought went from where I was to where I needed to go. And it was just amazing. It's just amazing how it happens.
It is. And it's the key is, haven't you found it, Susan? It's we have to let go of what we think the answer or how the answer will appear. Because, you know, it's what I tell my clients, it's what I tell my students, what I say in my blogs. We only know what we know.
Yep.
Right? Absolutely. So as you said in my introduction, we just met right before this recording. We met but a month or so ago via email. But did that mean either of us didn't exist before that? Of course not. So we only know what we know, which leads us to exploring and unleashing and putting all these other pieces together that we aren't even aware of yet. And for me, that's kind of the fun part, you know, extrapolating different ways of thinking from different masters or different books I've read or the travels, and seeing something in person and then experiencing that energy and them being able to come back and share it, yeah, it gets filtered through me. So there's a bit of my flavor in it. And if you like my personality, you'll probably like what I have to say. And if you don't like my personality, you probably won't like what I have to say. And that's okay, because there are other amazing angel people like you in the world that will appeal to other people. So it's that learning, that growing, as you say, that ask, receive, and action. I would add another action before the action, allow.
The receiving side of it is the allowing side,
You know, because don't you find at some point, especially early on, and there are times that sometimes I think I'm going nuts because the message comes in so clearly and so off the wall. I have one of my mentees, her uncle is still here on Earth, but he pops in constantly during her weekly sessions. I'm like, oh, he's here again. He's doing the whole Frank Sinatra pose and his head's flipped, hat's flipped back. And he, oh my God, is he cursed like a sailor? She goes, oh yeah, that's him. And I'm like, okay, I don't do mediumship or I don't feel it. I don't feel comfortable enough to say it's a strength, but then it comes out because I'm just allowing
it to
blow through me.
Yeah. You're receiving those messages and you let it go. You don't try and hold on to it. You don't try and justify it. You don't try to even work it out. You just let it be. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it.
Don't you find those times where you're like, for me, I'll use me as an example, because I don't want to put situations that you haven't experienced in your world. So years ago, we had friends over. And it was when Boston was having a really big child molestation epidemic. It was horrible. And we were living in the area at the time. And she was very, very Catholic. And they came over to watch one of the baseball playoff games, I think. I don't even remember that part. And we're sitting behind the guy. She's bouncing on my exercise ball. And she keeps rubbing her shoulder. And I said, are you okay? She goes, I don't know, my shoulders. And she's like, she's fidgeting and it's moving around. I said, would you like me to treat it? She goes, would you? I'm like, sure. So I'm working on it and she's still jumping on the ball back and forth. And so I'm not trying to impress a client, because I'm playing and I'm exploring. I said, what's going on? What's causing this? They go, it's a spiritual connection. And I'm having this whole conversation with them in my head, arguing like I'm going to win. Like, do you know who I'm working on? She is like one of the most Catholic people I've ever known and ever had in my life. It's spiritual. It can't be spiritual. You're wrong. You know, and I'm going back and forth with them. And they're like, yeah, fine. Talk to the wing. So we're done. I'm done treating her. And she said, well, what'd you get? And I looked around the room and I'm closing my eyes and I'm getting there's a spiritual imbalance. And I was waiting, cringing my face and waiting for that backlash. And she went, you could not be more correct. I went, wait, what? And she was like, I am having such issues with the church right now because of this whole thing going on. And I went, oh. And I hear them go, see, next time, just trust. Okay, then. And it's not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last time that we've had an argument in my head. And one of these days, maybe, I'll learn, because I never win. I have never won a conversation with them. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And isn't it funny, once you start to connect with angels or with whatever your segue is to go through there, all these other things start to come through. You start to do your channeling. You start to do mediumship, healing. I used to do a lot of work with the healing and the vibrational work. It just all starts to flow. Everything starts to come through.
Oh, it does. It's fascinating. And, you know, one of my clients, she's become a very dear friend. Angels were her segue, as you say, but dragons have become her thing.
Yes. Oh my,
she's amazing when it comes to dragons. And I have another mentee, and her thing is working with the ley lines.
Yes.
And the stuff that we have uncovered, because she also lives on the Eastern Shore, which is an area of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. It's and when you, if you look at the map of the United States, there's the Chesapeake Bay, and everything east of the Chesapeake Bay is called the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little bit of background. And for years, way before the Bay Bridge was built and connected, they were very happy with that lifestyle. In fact, when the Bay Bridge was built, they burnt down the first one because the seriously, and it's again, it's a really big bridge because they didn't want their way of life to be ruined. And there's a bit of that mentality still there. But during World War II, they built a little over a dozen watchtowers right on the coast because there were German subs off our coast. So these watchtowers still exist. And obviously the war's gone, done, but these watchtowers are still there. They've been dormant. Quite a few have become national recognition. You can do tours if they're safe and so on. But for the most part, they're dormant. And they have become alive. And they have assignments. And they go, thank you for noticing us. And they've gone to, one's in Russia. The ley line's going off to Russia. Another one's going off. It's hanging out in Southern California. There's a few coming your way, Susan. You know, so they're all over these ley lines. And what they're doing is helping to clear the grid work within the earth. So it's so humbling and so fascinating because I never know what each week's going to bring when I'm talking with her. I really don't. I'm like, okay, what are we talking about today? She goes, and she'll always say, she goes, I don't know, what do you want to say? Okay, no pressure. So, you know, I'll look up my nose and look like, okay. And you think by now, again, because this is her, I think, third mentor package. You think by now I would have expected the answer, but I guess always hoping for a different one. And these watchtowers just come out and it's, you never know. You really never know what is going to unfold when you say yes. And that's, isn't that the key, Susan? You say yes, and then it's okay if you take it slow, because you know nothing is ever really going to be forced upon you. Which is, you know, my students, there's a very definite progression with the course. And of course, you take an angel course. Some people go, well, can I have the intuition one first? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, why not? Well, one, I want to know you've protected someone. Michael's always first. He's the first in the book. He's first in your lessons. He's first. And two, no, 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 no. Because again, no, 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 no. And they go, but why? I said, because you may get these amazing answers, but if you're not grounded, you're going to end up maybe in a funny farm. And at the very minimum, you're not going to be able to relay those messages because it's up in the ethers and you see it or hear it or know it or whatever your strength is, but you're not going to be able to articulate it. Mm-hmm. I still have a couple that are grumbling about that. I'm like, no, this is the rule. This is how they have laid it out. That is why the book is laid out that way. Yeah.
And the thing is, Christine, it is how you did it too. It is how you have to put together what you feel is the right thing, and you have to teach or coach or mentor it that way, because that's right by you. It's
exactly
right for you, and it's right for you to teach it or to train it. Yeah. And this is where, I mean, I look at spirituality. Spirituality is like saying it's sport. There's so many different ones we can.
Oh my gosh! Right? Yeah.
And everybody's body is, you know, built differently for a different type of sport. Everybody's attitude's different for a different sport. And the same with spirituality. Once you've got that segue in and you open yourself up to it, it doesn't matter if you want to do angels. It doesn't matter if you want to do ley lines. It doesn't matter. I do intuition.
Your crystal, right?
Yeah. If you're being taught properly, it doesn't matter what it is. You want to go with what you want to do. And that's why I said, angels really appeal to me. at that time for where I wanted to go for my segue to get in. And then you go from there and you just look at it in a different manner. And this is what I want to get across to the listeners. It doesn't matter where you go. You just got to start somewhere.
Could not agree more, because, you know, one of the things I often say, we have an ice cream company in this country. I'm not sure if they're worldwide, Baskin and Robbins, and their slogan is 31 flavors. There are so many segues, as using your word, so many avenues, so many different areas that you can play. You know, another student who, when she first came to me, she wanted to be a coach for losing weight. Okay. I didn't see it, but I was going to support her on that. Turns out her gift is connecting you with your guardian angel. She'll draw them up. She gives you their name and a message. You know, so you find, and this is true for any arena, but we're talking spirituality here. You find the thing you're most comfortable with initially. It feels safe. Right. So maybe it's a rock, crystals, you know, it's a rock. I can hold a rock. It's a thing. Or maybe it's angels, because you have, for whatever reason, whether it's a religious, it started there, or you're just intrigued with the energy. Maybe you're really intrigued with auras, because you've been seeing colors and energies your entire life. So we have a thing that will be our door opener. Yeah. But then once we say yes, and we continue to say yes every day, we're proactive every day. And sometimes the proactive is, you know, I've written 10 pages for my next book, or I've done a bunch of things. And sometimes it's just like, I got out of bed today. And I said yes, and I did the daily postings, and that's all you're getting out of me. But I said yes. I still showed up. I still did something for me to continue my gifts. Yeah, and actually, when you do that, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Mm. Well, Christine, we are running out of time.
Oh, my goodness, already.
Have you got any little tip that you want to finish with?
Always call on Michael first. He is indeed the angel of protection. So when you are undergoing, if you're new to our world, first, welcome. It's a fun world. It's an amazing world. Get ready. Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a wild ride. But it's always good to call on Michael, whether you're giving a treatment, getting a treatment, whether it's your hair, your nails, a massage. Call on him for protection. You know, and that's a great way to start. Look for your feathers. They're always there. Just have to find them. What's that?
I always see feathers. I knew that they were a sign, but I didn't know what they were a sign
for. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's funny, when we lived on the island, I'm finding feathers all the time. And people are like, well, of course, you live on an island. There's seagulls. I know. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I'm the one seeing them. I'm the one picking them up. I'm the one noticing them. So I was walking with our neighbor, oh gosh, about a year ago. And she's brand new to this. So she's like the sponge, and she's curious, and she leans forward, and she'll pull back, and she'll look at me like I'm weird, but that's okay. But so we're out in the middle of nowhere. She's okay. Give me a little lesson. So I started talking to her about Michael. Don't you know, we found not one, not two, not three even, but four blue feathers that afternoon. Has never happened since.
Yeah.
And so we're picking them up. She goes, well, what's that mean? What's that? I'm like, well, that's, you know, when you find a feather, and because you found it, it's a message for you. They're saying, hey there, how you doing? But when you start playing with those different colors, but because we were talking about Big Mike, as I call Michael, he's like, pay attention, pay attention.
Yeah. So I've had a few lovely feather experiences, but I haven't got time to share that with you this time. We will need to talk about that next time. But, Christine, I'd love to have you back on the podcast.
I'd be honored.
To ask permission, because that is just so, I find that really, really important, because if we don't ask the right questions, we will get not necessarily the right answers.
Oh, you have no idea. You're so good at whining when don't even realize it.
absolutely. So we will talk about that. But thank you so much for coming on the show. Really, really good. I will say goodbye to you. Hang on, I'm just looking at the thing. I will say goodbye to you, and you won't go anywhere. You will stay behind, and I'll talk to you in a minute, but I'm just going to say goodbye to all that. So if you want to say anything else before we say goodbye.
Well, everybody can come find me at angelchatter.com. We are have launched the authorization course, and by the time we air, we'll have launched the Breakup with Clutter program. It's a biggie, and I'm really so tickled on how this has turned out. It's my big out of the box automation, videos, PDFs, and really helping you get rid of the clutter. And if you're on Facebook, come find me there and find our closed group called Angel Chatter. It's closed because, believe it or not, we keep it sacred.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you, Susan. I had such a fun time.
Oh, beautiful. All right. I am back again. So thanks again to Christine. That was great. I love doing interviews like that. And again, you know how to find her on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook as well. Also, I have a closed group called Emotional Mastery, so you can ask to jump on board, like Angel Chatter, you can jump on board there and ask to join. So I just want to remind you that we all are naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, Intuitist, and I'd like to say bye for now. See you later. Oh, hang on, I've got to press the right buttons. Where we go? Here, bye.